Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most pattern-rich, satisfying topics in your GCSE maths course, sequences. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, sequences will appear on your paper, and by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about them. So what are sequences? Simply put, a sequence is an ordered list of numbers that follow a rule. That rule might be as simple as add three each time, or as elegant as each term is the square of its position. Examiners love sequences because they test whether you can spot patterns, write algebraic rules, and apply them all in one question. We're going to cover everything: term-to-term rules, position-to-term rules, special sequences like Fibonacci and geometric, finding the nth term of linear sequences, and the trickier quadratic sequences too. Let's go. Let's start with the two types of rules you need to know. The first is a term-to-term rule. This tells you how to get from one term to the next. For example, if I say start at 3, add 4 each time, you'd write 3, 7, 11, 15, 19. You're using the previous term to find the next one. Simple, right? The Fibonacci sequence works the same way. Each term is the sum of the two before it: 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. You must be able to generate terms from a term-to-term rule and recognize the Fibonacci pattern when you see it. The second type is a position-to-term rule, also called the nth term. This is more powerful because it lets you find any term directly. You don't have to work through every term before it. For example, if the nth term is 4n minus 1, then the 10th term is just 4 times 10 minus 1, which equals 39. Brilliant. No counting needed. Now let's talk about the special sequences you absolutely must recognize. Examiners will often ask you to identify or name a sequence, and that's a free mark if you've memorized these square numbers: 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36. These are n squared. Picture actual squares drawn on squared paper. Triangular numbers: 1, 3, 6, 10, 15, 21. These grow by adding 1, then 2, then 3, and so on. Think of stacking rows of dots into a triangle. Cube numbers: 1, 8, 27, 64, 125. These are n cubed. 1 cubed, 2 cubed, 3 cubed. Geometric sequences multiply by a constant ratio each time. For example, 2, 6, 18, 54. You're multiplying by 3 each time. Or 80, 40, 20, 10, dividing by 2, which is the same as multiplying by 1/2. The key word is ratio. If you're adding or subtracting, it's arithmetic. If you're multiplying or dividing, it's geometric. Now, finding the nth term of a linear sequence, this is a core skill worth multiple marks on every paper. Here's the method. Take the sequence 7, 10, 13, 16, 19. Step 1, find the common difference. Each term increases by 3, so the nth term starts with 3n. Step 2, write out what 3n gives you for n equals 1, 2, 3. That's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Step 3, compare with the original sequence. The original starts at 7, but 3n gives 3. The difference is plus 4, so the nth term is 3n plus 4. Step 4, and this is crucial for marks, verify it. Plug in n equals 1, 3 times 1 plus 4 equals 7. Correct? Plug in n equals 3. 3 times 3 plus 4 equals 13. Correct. Always check at least two terms. Examiners credit the verification step. Now for the higher tier content, quadratic sequences. These are sequences where the second differences are constant, not the first differences. Take the sequence 2, 7, 14, 23, 34. First differences 5, 7, 9, 11. These are not equal, so it's not linear. Second differences, 2, 2, 2, these are equal, so it's quadratic. Here's the key rule. If the second difference is 2, then the coefficient of n squared is 1. If the second difference is 6, the coefficient is 3. In general, the coefficient of n squared equals the second difference divided by 2. So for our sequence, the second difference is 2, meaning the nth term contains n squared. Now subtract n squared from each term. 2 minus 1 is 1, 7 minus 4 is 3, 14 minus 9 is 5, 23 minus 16 is 7. This gives the sequence 1, 3, 5, 7, which is the linear sequence, 2n minus 1. So the full nth term is n squared plus 2n minus 1. Always verify. N equals 1 gives 1 plus 2 minus 1 equals 2. Correct? N equals 2 gives 4 plus 4 minus 1 equals 7. Correct? Now let me share the mistakes I see most often and how to avoid them. Mistake number 1, confusing term to term with position to term. A term to term rule like add 5 only works if you already know the previous term. A position to term rule like 5n plus 2 works from scratch for any term. Examiners sometimes ask you to write down the next two terms. That's term to term. They ask you to find the nth term. That's position to term. Read the question carefully. Mistake number 2, forgetting to verify the nth term. So many candidates find 3n plus 4 and stop there. Spend 10 seconds checking it with n equals 1 and n equals 2. If it's wrong, you'll catch it. If it's right, you've confirmed your answer. Either way, you've earned the method marks. Mistake number 3, with quadratic sequences, only finding first differences and concluding it's not arithmetic, then giving up. Always go to second differences for quadratics. If first differences aren't equal, find the second differences. If those are equal, it's quadratic. Mistake number 4, with geometric sequences, candidates sometimes add instead of multiply. If you see 3, 6, 12, 24, the rule is multiply by 2, not add 3, add 6, add 12. The ratio is constant, not the difference. One more tip. When a question says show that or prove that a term is in the sequence, set the nth term equal to that value and solve for n. If n is a positive whole number, the term is in the sequence. If n is a fraction or negative, it isn't. This is a classic 3-mark question, right? Let's test your memory. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What are the first 5 square numbers? 1, 4, 9, 16, 25. Question 2. In the sequence 5, 8, 11, 14, what is the nth term? 3n plus 2. Question 3. How do you know a sequence is quadratic? The second differences are constant and equal. Question 4. The nth term of a sequence is 2n squared minus 3. What is the fourth term? 2 times 16 minus 3 equals 32 minus 3 equals 29. Question 5. What is the term-to-term rule for the Fibonacci sequence? Add the two previous terms together. How did you do? If any of those caught you out, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you must take away from today. 1. Know your special sequences. Square, triangular, cube, Fibonacci, geometric. Recognizing them is often a free mark. 2. For linear nth term, the coefficient of n is the common difference. Adjust by comparing with the sequence. 3. For quadratic nth term, use second differences. Second difference divided by 2 gives the n squared coefficient. 4. Always verify your nth term by substituting n equals 1 and n equals 2. 5. Read the question carefully. Term to term and position to term are different things. You've got this. Sequences are one of those topics where a bit of practice goes a very long way. Work through some past paper questions, use the worked examples in your study guide, and you'll be picking up marks with confidence on exam day. Good luck. I'm rooting for you.